Stalin was in direct command of an army becoming harder and more formidable every day. But the Russians did not pretend to be immune to grief. Tens of thousands knew this poem by heart. Wait for me, and I'll return. Only wait very hard. Wait when you are filled with sorrow as you watch the yellow rain. Wait when the winds sweep the snowdrifts. Wait in the sweltering heat. Wait when others have stopped waiting, forgetting their yesterdays. Wait when even from afar no letters come for you. Wait even when others are tired of waiting.
I believe you are right after all. It is a bear.
It seemed a very unusual kind of bear. It was brown in colour, a rather dirty brown. And it was wearing a most odd-looking hat, with a wide brim, just as Mr. Brown had said. From beneath the brim, two large, round eyes stared back at her. Seeing that something was expected of it, the bear stood up and politely raised its hat, revealing two black ears.
"Good afternoon," it said in a small, clear voice.
"Good afternoon," replied Mr. Brown doubtfully. Mrs. Brown bent down. "You're a very small bear," she said. The bear puffed out its chest.
"I am a very rare sort of bear," he replied importantly. "There aren't many of us left where I come from."
"And where is that?" asked Mrs. Brown. The bear looked round carefully before replying.
"Darkest Peru. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a stowaway."